Okay, and welcome back. If you missed the story, BP has put a 150,000-pound sealing valve on top of the blown-out Macondo well with the aim of shutting the well and ending the Gulf oil spill. Now, there's something strange going on here. They say testing is now going to begin with this thing. When they tried their top kill, which is pumping a bunch of mud down there and trying to stop it at the top, immediately oil and gas began coming out of the ocean seabed all around it in multiple locations. So they had to stop it. That's the inside word. Now, all of a sudden, out of the blue, and no one was really talking about this, much less BP, that they have this 150,000-pound sealing valve, which they went down with robots and plunked on top of the wellhead, which can't be very thick after all the abrasion done to it by the particles and gas and so forth coming up through it at this tremendous velocity. So I'm curious as to what this means. It's like, oh, well, yeah, here's the new cap, and we put it on. They didn't say anything to anybody about this that I heard. There was no drumbeat of PR. We're working on a cap. We got a new plan. The most we did hear about was, well, we've got the relief wells. There are two of them, and they're getting closer. It's an August date we're shooting for. So I don't know. With us tonight, talk about many things, is the remarkable Jordan Maxwell. How are you feeling, Jordan?
Well, I'm feeling a little better since we last talked. I'm very faint. I don't know what happened. I just got sick, but I do that quite often nowadays. I get very sick all of a sudden out of nowhere.
Well, you've got to watch and manage your diet very carefully. You've got to eat regularly. You've got to eat balanced. You have to eat nutritionally wholesome foods. I mean, Jordan went all day without eating, so zero blood sugar, and he kind of ate some food and got overwhelmed there chemically and kind of just decided to lay down real quickly.
I'm feeling a little better now.
Well, good. Well, if you
I stay up kind of late. Working on some project that I want to get done.
Kind of late. You stay up till the next morning.
Yeah, I do. I stay up till like 6 o'clock in the 6 o'clock at least in the morning, and then I just crash. You know, so I've been doing that for years.
And you don't eat all day, and you crash with no food, and then you wake up and there's nothing in your tank, and you wonder why you don't feel good. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I insist you take better care of yourself.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you for it.
All right. Well, here we are in this culture of vapid society. This
I don't even know how to explain it.
I don't either. And look at this Mel Gibson stuff that's going on now.
Yeah, what's the story with him again?
I heard one recording and I refused to listen anymore. He married a Russian who I think had a child by someone else. Another actor quickly had a child by him, and he, according to the one recording I heard, was not happy with her, the way she flaunted herself and so forth. And anyway, it's just not good there.
Well,
but obviously, they've split, and she's claiming now that he hit her and broke a tooth or so. I don't know.
Well,
this is all disgusting.
It's all Hollywood.
Sure.
I mean, I like him. I like Mel Gibson. I think he's a
very talented guy. Yeah, yeah. And Whoopi Goldberg is defending him now. He's no racist, she says. And you know,
There's so many people out there that you know that are pretty decent people trying, you know, doing what they're doing. But anytime you get involved in Hollywood and that whole establishment. You know, you're going to have problems no matter what. You're going to have difficulties because it's such a treacherous society.
Well, yeah, it is. And Hollywood, I mean, Hollywood in the 30s and 40s and 50s, what it is now is if the ground were to open up and swallow it, it wouldn't bother me a bit.
No, you wouldn't miss anything either, because it has no talent left. No talent in Hollywood.
You know, go ahead.
There's a couple of really important people that are doing some phenomenal work, but generally speaking, Hollywood's nothing more than just a slop factory. It's just pouring out slop. There's a few good things coming out of it, but very seldom.
Well, it's all product. Yeah. It's just product, and they condition the audience to want the product, and they create the product give it to them.
And then they make movies like Wag the Dog, and which are telling you what they're doing, mm-hmm. Showing how the news is manipulated, and they even make movies showing you how they do it.
Yep, but people don't get it.
Yeah.
I tell you, I went into the
world.
There was a what's this guy? Doggone it, Judd Apatow, something like that. He makes films, producer. And he's had a string of them, and I accidentally walked into one. Actually, I think I went to, I'm not sure anyway. I was in a theater and I changed theaters. And it was that movie Knocked Up. And it was so frightening to see the audience not only laughing on cue, as they're trained to do, but laughing at material that was anything but funny. It was usually cruel, mean-spirited, and ugly. And it was, people were howling at it.
That's scary. It really is.
Damn scary.
You can see it also in the sports of America. It's like the last days of the Roman Empire, where there's violence and bloodshed and there's no respect for human life.
Well, we're very close to the gladiators. I mean, they've got these what do they call them? Cage fighting or something?
That's exactly right.
And soon they'll fight to the death, and it'll happen.
Oh, of course, of course.
And the money will be there, billions of dollars.
I think that this whole entire monstrosity that has been created is coming, it's falling apart. And I think the people who put it together knew that it was going to start falling apart. So, like they did in the Roman Empire, they just let it go and make the money and split. That's what's been happening. That's what's been happening for a long time in Hollywood. They just put out garbage. And they have no respect for the country or for the people or for...
For the people. None.
None. And so they just put out garbage and let the children watch it. Who cares? They're making millions off of it. If the country goes, what do they care? They're international. They couldn't care less.
Another report the other day. I put it up on glioma brain tumors, the worst kind. GLIOMA, from cell phones. Obvious link. No heat involved. And they proved it. The science is irrefutable. You don't have to get hot spots up there. Anyway, there are parents all over the country buying their 10 and 12-year-old children cell phones and giving them cell phones. And there is a known... Authorities are expecting and projecting 50,000 brain cancers in the next 10 years.
And that's probably very, very low.
Very low. Worldwide, it's really probably... I think it's 50 million worldwide, but anyway, it's some enormous number.
It is.
It's 50 million over 10 years worldwide. Yeah. So, at least if you're going to use a cell phone, get the hands-free device... Get the earphone little inline microphone. Don't stick that thing up next to your head. Well, and you know what heavy use is called by the people who study this? 26 minutes a day is heavy use and dangerous use. Now, that's probably light for most people that use these phones, kids especially. They're on hours and hours and hours a day.
Wow. What is that telling you about what's coming?
Yeah.
The future does not look bright for the human race.
No, it doesn't have much of a future.
No.
It's got a future of indentured servitude, ill health, poor health, mental morons will be the yardstick and the standard. And there is, again, we go back to that thing we've talked about for years. How do you wake up an intellect when there's nothing there? You don't.
You got that right.
It doesn't happen.
That's right.
So this will be the first generation that doesn't live as long as its parents and is less healthy than its parents and is far less intelligent, or I shouldn't say informed, as its parents. It's,
yep.
We've reached the apogee. We are now sliding down.
And going quickly.
Very quickly. All right, we'll be right back with Jordan Maxwell in just a few minutes. Okay, back with Jordan. Let me do this, Jordan. I'm going to play a little bit of this latest CNN explanation on how this new cap that is on this unstoppable well is supposed to work. Let's see how, I haven't heard this, let's see how CNN plays it up here. All right, here we go. Trying anyway. Here, hold on. What is with this thing? Now it doesn't want to work. I'll get it.
Well, I don't think the cap is going to work either. So.
No. Here. I think we're going. I think we got it. Do we have it?
We'll give them some of the credit, but you deserve some too.
Together. Okay. This is part of what's going on, and my director and producer Sean's going to take us through this. This is what's happening now. Oil is coming out of the blowout preventer around this cap. This cap that they're using now isn't working very well. It's working, it's just not working very well. It's not working because that, the top of the blowout preventer, the old blowout preventer, the top of that thing that they cut off, because there used to be that kinked pipe right here, that was just a bad cut job because they couldn't do it any better. They took that off, and now a new transition pipe, that they're calling it, is on top of this blowout preventer. Here's the bottom of the ocean. Here's now the new top. It's clean. It has a ring. It has something to grab onto, to clamp onto. Down, 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 down comes the new. We'll call it a blowout preventer. It's not. They're calling it a triple stop cap. Three blowout preventer type valves kind of in a stack here. We'll move it around. So here's the old thing on the bottom. Here's the new thing that's attached to it. It's attached much better. There will be no more leaking here. The leak still will come out here. The pipe is still perforated up here for now so that they don't lose it and get blown off because of all the pressure. As soon as they get it clamped and all right attached very well right here, then all of a sudden they're going to, out of the deep, they're going to shut these valves off. There's one, there's two, and there's three. They'll shut one at a time. And those three valves will stop the oil all together and hold it in this column. And they'll say, that's it, you're done, no more. If it leaks a little, they can put a hose up here, a pipe, and still collect more. They hope they don't have to do that. This, literally, could be the end. And we could be 24, 48, 72 hours away. BP says 3 days. Maybe 3 days.
So it's a potential...
Done.
Potential absolute seal.
Yes. Now, they're still going to keep drilling these relief wells and still going to cement this
thing. No, we get it.
I get it, right?
Praise the Lord if you can make that happen, by the way. We've got some shots from what it looks like right now.
Yeah.
Can you put those up, guys, or do we have them?
Okay, I'll put it up, and you'll be able to see it. But this is journalism today. You hear how they talk? Isn't that
what a comedy?
Isn't that total comedy?
Yeah.
They got to be cool. They got to be hip. They got to use the right lingo.
And they have to say it real quick. Hurry, because the American mind can only grasp a few words.
And did you see how they trivialized it too with their banter? And no one says anything about, well, gee, why didn't BP tell us this thing was in the works and pre-release some illustrations or computer enhancements on what they were going to do? Nothing. So I don't get it.
Yeah, I kind of wonder what's really in fact going on, because virtually nothing we are ever told is the real truth. It's just a cover story. So I'm just wondering what the real story really is, and if this thing was purposely done, or if it's some kind of a retribution from the divine. You just keep messing with the earth and keep messing with it until one day it lets you make the final and ultimate mistake that's going to cost you everything. So as far as I'm concerned, the oil companies are out of control. The whole entire superstructure of Western civilization is so corrupt now, and it's so far gone. So it's a very fearful thing, and that's why I'm very concerned about the spiritual aspect of what's going on, because if there is a divine presence in the universe that we call God, whatever it might be, there's going to be some terrible retribution coming, no matter what we do now. No matter what we do, there's a lot to pay back for. So I don't know where it's all going to go, Jeff.
Well, it's going to go down. It's not going up. When you have a populace that is being financially looted and raped, the middle class will be essentially gone. There won't be much left of it.
Yeah.
It'll be a two-tiered lower class. Then all they have to do is cull the herd and reduce the population by world population by 80 to 90%, which is what they want to do. Mm-hmm. But they've taken their damn good time about it. I mean, they continue to exploit the planet and ruin it. So I don't know what they're going to preside over, even with a lot fewer people here. They've got problems.
True. Yeah, you're right. I mean, what will they have ultimately? They're going to have a raped Earth, and I don't think it can be stopped. I think that the feeding frenzy is too far gone now, and there are too many people with mindless executives who have no minds whatsoever. All they know is money and power and more until finally it's a feeding frenzy now for money and power. And it doesn't look good for the human family.
No, I totally agree with you. I how can it? Where are the signs? Where are the positive signs? I'm sorry, I don't see them. I wish I did.
I don't either.
And I still don't understand. Adam Trombley told me that the environmental damage had gotten to be so severe it took on a life of its own and became unstoppable. In other words, the point of no return came and left in the mid-80s. He said it was too late then. Now, maybe they know this, and that's why they don't care. I don't know. But it doesn't make sense.
That's a very good argument. And I think that's why the space shuttle program is so important. It's so very important, and that space station has absolute, premier workmanship being done on that spaceship and on that space program.
Well, the shuttle is finished, and now we're going to have to pay the Russians an exorbitant amount of fee to put our astronauts up on the ISS, which we paid 95% for.
Oh, well.
It's crazy. Be right back, Jordan. Hang on. Okay, and we're back with Jordan Maxwell. So what you been working on?
Well, I've after that thing I sent you, The Dawn of a New Day, I want you to watch that because we can talk about that later another time.
Okay.
But
I will, I promise. I've just got to get there.
I know, it's a very busy world. We're
My days are gone before they start. It's just
I know, I understand. I've got two videos out there. One's called Moses, the Lawgiver, and it's an extraordinary expose of the rest of the story in the Bible about Moses, so where it comes from, where these stories come from. And, of course, that hidden dimension in world affairs, when I'm talking about the Vatican connections to the Nazi Party and all that stuff that was going on during the Second World War that most people have no idea in the world about. And I'm working on one right now that it's going to be dealing with the chief cornerstone, which I've talked about before, but it has to do with extraordinary hidden symbolism depending on, I should say, including world situation, which is coming, and how these symbols are being used and manipulated by world governments. So it's, I don't even know exactly what I'm going to call it yet, but because it's so vast, I don't even know where to start with it. But it's going to be about a three-hour presentation on the secret history of symbols, especially the one on the back of the dollar bill. We've been talking about that for years, but there's a bigger story concerning that pyramid and that all-seeing eye. There's a far, far bigger story yet on that symbol. And so that's going to be primarily the subject matter of that new video I'm doing. But I also have a special event coming up this weekend here in Los Angeles that you have been so gracious as to put on your website. It's a private event, and I'm going to start. So I think I'm going to have to start going even more private, because I get so many threats and veiled threats from government. So I've come to a point where I don't like the threats anymore. I'm tired of them. I'm tired of being threatened.
Yeah,
I'm tired of the implications of, you know, you could go to jail for this, you could go to jail for that. I'm just very, very weak and tired of all of that stuff. So I'm thinking about taking my work mostly private side now, and having people who want to know to talk with them for whatever time I have left. Because I'm tired of talking to the world who has no idea in the world what I'm talking about. So there's a special event that's on my home page. If you go to that, you'll see at the top of the page, special event. It's going to be for just a handful of people here in L.A., but we still have room. And I really want to thank you, too, and take the opportunity to thank you for all the years that you've been doing what you have, bringing to the people information which they can't get anywhere else. You know, we go back a long time, Jeff, a long time ago. We started...
Yeah,
I knew you, what was it, 14 years ago we started doing some shows together.
Yeah.
And so it's been a long haul, and I know that it's cost you a lot. It's cost me terrible, too. But
we've been through a few ups and downs along the way.
Boy, have we ever. going through some of the biggest ones right now. So I just go one day at a time, do the best I can. But I am also beginning to see that the people of the world are beginning to awaken and become alarmed. I see that now, talking with people. They're starting to actually start thinking on their own that there's something wrong. But it's so massive that most people cannot get their mind wrapped around how big this thing really is and what the
implications for sure.
Are.
Yeah. Well, and that's the big leverage angle that they've
right.
always had over us, that the average person cannot and will not even come close to approaching this with any kind of a
comprehensive understanding.
They can't do it. Yeah. They don't have it.
I know.
Yeah.
And it is frightening. The implications of what's happening right now are just staggering. So and the religious implications of all of this, and the and especially the partnership of religion has played with government and commerce is ultimately somewhere got to come out. And I've been trying to talk about that for a long time. The churches and the synagogues and all of these places of worship are founded by the same people who are manipulating your government, manipulating your money, your life. They're the same people who are financing your churches, your synagogues, the mosques. All of these religious institutions are nothing more than front for the establishment. the hidden establishment behind world affairs. And that's why the more we worship, the more we go to church, the more we pray in our synagogues, the worse things get. It's because it was planned that way. This whole thing is nothing more than a human construct. It's being put there purposely to deceive you into thinking that you're communicating with something divine, when in point of fact, all you're doing is wasting your time, because the guys who are running the planet are laughing at us, manipulating our religions, our theologies, our philosophies, especially our laws. That's where America is really doomed, as far as I'm concerned, is in our laws. There is no law. It's only what the people in power say it is. You know, we've been taken over by our enemies, and they've been telling us that for a long time. It's just that Americans don't know their enemy, you know, from a hole in the ground. They wouldn't know. All they know is what they will see on television.
Well said.
But our enemies are manipulating us. They're throwing us into prison. They are breaking families up. They're destroying the republic, and the people have no idea, because they're watching television and have no comprehension of what's actually going on, until it's going to be too late when they finally see it. And so, people like you have been trying to help the public to awaken, but it's an extraordinary story of betrayal and treason, high crimes and treason against the state that's been going on for God knows how long.
Well, and genocide too. It's not just betraying someone, it's liquidating an awful lot of people.
Boy, is that the truth. They're doing it everywhere, all over. Yeah. It's a concerted thing. It's all being concerted from somewhere, and there are a lot of international organizations that are working together behind the scenes that Americans have no idea in the world about. You know,
not a clue. You know, and those few who do understand it enough to try to be conversant about it have lost so many friends, marriages, lost jobs. That's another part of it. So
no doubt about it.
Just not good.
It's a tragic thing that's happening to the human family. And I don't really see that the human race as an entity can raise above what's going on. I don't think the people have it in them.
Not anymore.
To stand and do it.
No, they may have had it 100 years ago.
Yeah, maybe.
At least the potential, but it's gone.
Right. It's
okay.
Gone.
Yeah. Back with Jordan in just a minute. Okay, and we're back. Our final segment with Jordan Maxwell tonight. Looking ahead, not easy to do without grimacing, the 2012 issue. Now, if they do successfully cap this well, that will kind of take the scenario in a different direction. But the drumbeat begins. The war with Iran talk is up again on a very high level. The stooge government of the United States is doing what the Israeli government wants, and sanctions are being laid on these people. A sovereign nation of 77 million people. And by the way, the Jewish community in Iran wants nothing to do with leaving. They're very happy there. They get along just great. That was a great embarrassment to the Zionist government of the State of Israel. They were kind of demanding that they leave and come home. They said, we are home. We don't want to go there. So leave us alone. I don't know. Do you foresee, what do you foresee? A second term for Obama, first of all, or is he a one-term?
I think the administration, not just of Obama, but the whole United States corporate company, corporation, is so corrupt now that there's just no hope for it. Obama is about as worthless as you can get. He has no power. But I mean, even
and you know, that's the sad thing. Even, excuse me, but even ostensibly intelligent writers keep talking about him as if he has some sway over what really happens, and it boggles my mind. It's just like calling the oil catastrophe an oil spill by calling him president. It's a joke.
It is a joke. It's a sick joke. He has no power whatsoever. It's the Zbigniew Brzezinski's and all of the international Soviet communist minds.
Kissinger and associates, George Soros, we could go on and on.
Yeah, on and on. These are the power blocks, and you know, as I don't know what to say. It's so overwhelmingly obvious. He has no power whatsoever. He prances around as long as his masters allow him to. Well, it's just like all the other presidents who have been in there. They don't have any power.
Right.
I mean, the whole idea of the presidency, we've talked about this before, is the president of a corporation. There's a world of difference between the United States of America and the U.S., the United States. The U.S., or United States, is a corporation. It's a privately owned corporation,
right.
A company.
Right.
And all companies have to have a president, a vice president, and secretary treasurer. If you're a corporation, you've got to have that. So all Obama is just a fixture head of a corporation. It's privately owned, and very few people in America have any idea that the U.S. government is a privately owned company. It's a corporation called U.S. Co-op. And it's an extraordinary story. Go on my website to the links and scroll down to Commerce and Government. There's a lot of information there about the United States Corporation, who founded it, where it was incorporated. It's an extraordinary story. People have no idea in the world what's really going on and how this stuff works.
And it's people are all part of the corporation. They're owned assets of the corporation.
That's exactly right. And your body is considered a part of the corporation.
Yeah, that's certain value, and it's all projected. They've got supercomputers running all this stuff all the time.
I mean, I've talked about it so often, and there's so much in my head I'd like to talk about that subject, but there's just so much of it, I don't even know where to start. While the masses of the Americans have no idea in the world that this stuff is going on, I've been looking at it for almost 50 years, and I don't even know where to start. There's so much information right in your face.
Right.
You just know what you're looking at, know where to look. It's all there. That's what I've been trying to do all my life, is to awaken people. I've said so many times, I'm not the world's foremost authority on anything. But I had the good fortune of being around people in my preteen years and growing up that were giving me the ideas about where to look. And even at 10, 11 years old, I'm sitting and listening to people tell me about the maritime admiralty and how laws work and where churches come from and how the financial centers of the world actually work. And so by the time I reached 19, 20 years old, I pretty well knew the entire thing that we live under is a sham. It's just a business, corporation. And once you understand that you are nothing more than a small cog in a very big corporation, somebody else owns you. They own your body. It's on the security on the New York Stock Exchange. So it's a hell of a story. What a story. And I've been trying to talk about this for a long time. Incidentally, I'd like to say to anyone listening, if you see videos and materials out on the web, like at YouTube and videos, I have never put a video on anything on the web ever. And so anytime you see anything out on the web of videos that I have done, I didn't put it there. Other people will buy something of mine. They'll buy a video go immediately and put it out there on the web. So
there's no morality. Theft means nothing. Lying means nothing.
I know,
to these people.
It's tragic. But I do have something I am working on, and I hope to be able to get it done real quick. I'm about three quarters of the way done, and it's on the subject of the symbol on the dollar bill that I've been talking about since back in 1959, 60. I was talking about the occult symbolism, hidden symbolism on the dollar bill. Well, I've got a real doozy coming. It's going to be about a 2.5 hour presentation on that symbol on the back of the dollar bill that I it's going to be massive if I could just get the thing done. I'm halfway through with it now, and hopefully I'll be getting it out there within the next month.
You have some help producing it, or are you doing it mostly yourself?
No, I'm just doing it by myself.
And, wow.
Like I've done everything else. So I don't have any financial backing to do anything. So I just put it all together myself because I've been looking at this subject for some, since 59. And but I never really had any professional backing to do what I do. So I'm just doing the best I can. But this one's going to be a blockbuster, I'm telling you. It's going to be opening a lot of eyes about the dollar bill, what's on it. Because I started talking about the dollar bill, as you know, many years ago.
And right.
Since then, there's a lot of interest in those symbolism. But I have yet to find anyone who has really nailed this down, except a couple people that are extraordinarily brilliant and wise that I ran into a long time ago. And I've been kind of building on their work. But you will never hear those names. You'll never know who they are. But I've been putting this stuff together for a long time. So I've got it. It's pretty much on the way now. So I figure within the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'll have this new product ready. So like I said, it's going to be hopefully within under 2 hours, because there's a massive amount of information about the symbolism on the dollar that people have never been told. So that's one of the big things I'm working on right now.
Very good. Well, I hope you do produce more videos. These are records, and what you're producing is a great record of our time. That symbol is so far-reaching.
Oh, is it ever?
Just amazing.
Well, you have no idea in the world, especially religious people, both Jews and Christians and Islamic, have no concept or idea on this planet of the implications of the symbols on the American dollar, $1 bill. It's extraordinary stuff. And it has heavy occult symbolism woven into it. But unless and until you take the time and dig for many years, as I've been doing, you're never going to figure out what this thing is really all about, how it's being played. So that's a new product that's coming out very soon. I hope to have it done, as I said, within the next 2 weeks, and it'll be on my website.
Good
and
for
incidentally,
you.
Incidentally, my website is jordanmaxwell.com.
Do we want people?
One other thing I'd like to say is if you're in the L.A. area and you want to attend this private dinner, there's still a few seats open. We only have room for 40 people. That's it. And I want to talk a little bit about things I don't normally talk about on radio and so or in public and anywhere. So just go on my website, and at the top of the page, you'll see a little banner for a special project, and that's the dinner we're going to be doing this Saturday. And, my goodness, we can go on for hours talking about hidden symbolism of world government.
So it's Saturday for those in the L.A. area, and when you go to jordanmaxwell.com, we're special event. It's right there on the right-hand side, just a little box. Click on that. I'm going to be putting that up under Jordan's name as well in my guest box.
Thank you for that, too.
Sure. It should have been up by now, but it'll be up momentarily. Come and spend an evening dinner with Jordan as he gives an impromptu lecture on his most renowned subjects and others that he doesn't talk about on radio. Dinner will be held at Saturday, July 17th. Doors open 5. Dinner starts at 6. Lecture begins approximately 7 p.m., followed by a question-and-answer session. Only 40 seats available, and again, this is with the great Jordan Maxwell, a rare opportunity. So you folks in L.A., this is at Sherman Oaks, the Marie Callender's.
Yep.
On Ventura Boulevard.
Special room.
Yeah, they have a nice room there.
Very.
Okay. Take a
All
look
right,
at that.
Well.
And do get some sleep, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, I've been up around the clock working on the
All right.
project
well,
of mine.
enough of that.
Again, thank you for letting me be on the program.
Of course.
And we'll be talking to you soon.
Next Monday.
Righto.
Okay, Jordan, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Night. Jordan Maxwell, not feeling 100%, but right there as he always is. And do, if you're in L.A., consider going and spending an evening with this man at Marie Callender's in Sherman Oaks. Just email info@jordanmaxwell.com, and it's right there on his website as well. All right, we'll be back in a few.